أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship but Allah alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the faithful servant and his last messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, mercy and blessings be upon him, his family, his companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all. Ameen. My dear respected elders, mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our gathering and on this day of Jum'ah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy and forgiveness upon us all. Ameen. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, this afternoon I'm going to speak about tawakkul ala Allah, reliance and putting your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, tawakkul ala Allah, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a noble deed, an action of the heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yuhibbul mutawakkilin, meaning in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who put their trust in Him and rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says He loves such people. And when a person is applying tawakkul ala Allah, true reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life, he is on a path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So such a person is walking on earth and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. But tawakkul ala Allah, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a condition for proper and correct iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if indeed you are believers. Subhanallah. Why does the believer rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why? Why do we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Furqan beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَكَّلِي عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ, and put your trust and rely upon
the all living, the one who does not die. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Within this ayah, there is a reason for why we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and nothing and no one else. Rely upon the all living, the one that doesn't die. فَتَوَكَّلِ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتِ. Put your trust, rely upon the one who doesn't die, meaning referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what this means is everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will end, will be perished, will be destroyed. Everything, kullu man alayha fan, everything will end, everything will come to end, everything will be destroyed. So if you rely upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you rely on someone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the moment that person dies or ends, your matters will not be fulfilled. It will not be fulfilled. However, if you rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the all-living and He never dies. Therefore, your matters and affairs in life will be solved, subhanallah, will be fulfilled, subhanallah. This is why we rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the all-living and He never ends, He never dies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, what is tawakkul? What is the true definition of tawakkul ala Allah? The ulama, rahimahumullah, they say tawakkul is two parts. Listen to this very carefully. The ulama, they say tawakkul is two parts. Two. Right? The first part is to take by the means. Do whatever is necessary. Do whatever you have to do. Right? And then rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't rely upon what you did. This is exactly what tawakkul is. To take by the means. Right? Do what needs to be done. And then you rely and you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not upon what you did. That is tawakkul. Okay. Let me give you two examples. Bi'idhnillah, if time permits. Right. The first example is the story of Hajar and her son Ismail alayhim as-salam. We know Hajar, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We want to speak about Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and peace be upon them. Ameen. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him to go to where the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is built now in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And he ended up there. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim to travel and to leave his family in Makkah. Right? At that time, there were no people living in Makkah. And there was no water. There is nothing. No one can live in Makkah at that time. Subhanallah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his family. He left his wife Hajar and Ismail alayhi salam. And Ismail was only a newborn baby. And he's still breastfeeding from his mother. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he put them in this valley. And Ibrahim alayhi salam began to take off. Right? He began to walk away from them. Right? And Hajar alayhi salam, she began to follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said to her to remain here where she is. But she kept following Ibrahim alayhi salam, saying, where are you going? Why are you leaving us here? Until she says to him, Allahu amaraka bihadha? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to leave us here and you walk away? So then Ibrahim alayhi salam said to her, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to leave you here, you and Ismail alayhi salam. Allah has commanded me to leave you here in a place where there is no food, there is no water, there is no life, and there is no one here. And Allah has commanded me to go. Subhanallah. This is a command that Allah has given me, to leave you here in this place where there is no life at all. And He has commanded me to walk away, to leave you in this place. In that very moment, right? What are we talking about here? We're talking about tawakkul ala Allah, right? In this very moment, Hajar alayhi salam, she said, "Idan la yudayyuna." She said, then surely, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not abandon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not neglect us. So what happened? She put her trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after her and her son Ismail. So now she stayed there. Subhanallah. She put her trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she stayed. She knows this is Allah's command. Subhanallah. She stayed. And Ibrahim alayhi salam took off. He went until he cannot be seen anymore. Subhanallah. And he left with Hajar and Ismail. He left with them some dates in a jar of water. Subhanallah. And Hajar, she ate from the dates and she drank until it has finished. And the milk that was in her breast had also finished. Subhanallah. And Ismail alayhi salam began, as the hadith mentions in Sahih al-Bukhari, he began to move his tongue quickly. Ismail, he began to move his tongue quickly, and he's moving his body in agony and in pain of thirst and hunger. Subhanallah. And as a mother, she doesn't know what to do now. Everything, no water, no food, nothing. She doesn't know what to do. Subhanallah. So she left her son Ismail and she went until she reached a mountain, which was the mountain of As-Safa. We know the mountain As-Safa. Subhanallah. And she rose on this mountain, she climbed on this mountain, looking perhaps she can find someone or some kind of life. Right? But she didn't find anyone. And she went down the mountain of Safa and she quickly ran up to Al-Marwa. So she's running from As-Safa and Al-Marwa, and she did this 7 times. Subhanallah. And this is why in Umrah, Subhanallah, in Hajj, we do what we call As-Sa'i. For those who went for Umrah, Subhanallah, you did that running between As-Safa and Marwa. Subhanallah, remembering this story, Subhanallah. So at the end of these 7 laps between As-Safa and Marwa, and her son Ismail is down, and he is crying, and he is in pain, and he is thirsty, and he is hungry. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. She's running, Subhanallah. Ismail is running, is crying. He's in pain of thirst and hunger. Subhanallah. And this is a desert. There is nothing, there is no life. So what happened? She then heard a voice. She heard a sound. Alright. And she said to herself, Mah, 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 meaning shh, as though she is telling herself, be silent. And then she then heard the sound. That was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending Jibreel alayhi salam, the leader and master of all the angels. Subhanallah, he came down and he began to dig the earth effortlessly, without any effort. Very easily he began to dig the earth. Subhanallah. Some narrations say with the heel of his foot digging, and some say with his wings. Allah knows best, but he dug the earth. Subhanallah. And what happened? Zamzam water, a blessed water, until today it exists. Subhanallah. It popped out from the earth. It burst from the earth. Subhanallah. And then Hajar alayhi salam, she came down and she then began to bring the water together. This is what Zamzam means. Zamzam means, Zamzam means to bring something together. She started doing the Zamzam. Subhanallah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the mother of Ismail. If she did not do this, right, Zamzam would have covered the earth. Subhanallah. So she did this to Zamzam water, right? And she began to drink, and she gave her son Ismail to drink, and they were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a perfect, perfect example of what tawakkul, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is what it means. Reliance, tawakkul, subhanallah. Because it covers those two parts I told you. Number one was the fact that she did not just sit down waiting for something to happen. Subhanallah, waiting for a miracle to happen. Even though the miracle did happen, but she did not wait for it. Subhanallah. She got up and she did everything she can. Subhanallah. She went up a mountain. She ran between As-Safa wal Marwa 7 times. Subhanallah. She ran between those 7 times. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the effort that she put in. This is the hard work that she put in. Subhanallah. Looking for food, looking for water. But she did not rely on her effort. Right? She did not rely on her hard work from As-Safa wal Marwa. What happened? What did she do? She relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where do we get this? When she said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, لَيُضَيِّعُنَا, subhanallah, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not abandon us. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not neglect us. Subhanallah. This is a tawakkul Allah. That you do what is supposed to be done, but you do not rely upon what you do. Subhanallah. You rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّنْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Subhanallah. Whoever relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after him. Subhanallah. Look at Hajar alayhi salam. And look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked after her. In a valley where there is no vegetation, no crops, no person, there is nothing. And even then, Zamzam would burst from the earth. Subhanallah. And it becomes a source of nutrient and water up to this very day. Subhanallah. And every time you go to Umrah, you go to Hajj, you go to Makkatul Mukarram, you see, subhanallah, you drink Zamzam water and you do that as-sa'i, running Safa and Marwa, remembering these stories, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Remembering these stories, subhanallah. Subhanallah. So the biggest lesson you are learning here is tawakkul ala Allah. That is the lesson. Tawakkul ala Allah. My brothers, my sisters, that's how we face life. This is how we face life. When you leave your house, your house, subhanallah. When you leave the house, subhanallah, and you fear for your safety, you know, you do everything. Do everything that you are supposed to do. Subhanallah. Do everything. Read adhkar. Read the dua when leaving your house. Subhanallah. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then you step out. You go out. Subhanallah. Read Salatul Fajr in congregation. If you are in your car, buckle up. Subhanallah. All of this is what you are supposed to do. Then you rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. If you are sick, subhanallah, take the medicine. Look for the best doctor, subhanallah. Look for the best hospitals. Do all of these, subhanallah, but do not rely upon the doctor, subhanallah. Do not rely upon the medicine. Do not rely upon anyone or anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know why? Because He is a Shafi, subhanallah. He is a Shafi. I'll tell you a story. I'm sure you know the story. I don't know how true it is, but I've heard even some scholars, they did mention about that. It was Musa alayhi salam. I think you know the story, but I have to check if it's true. But I haven't come across in any of the Qisas al-Nabi. But I heard the scholars say, so I just want to mention it. All right, inshallah, for our goodness. I mean, subhanallah. Musa alayhi salam, he was a Nabi of Allah. We all know that. All right, so one day, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kallama Musa taklima. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted him with this gift that he could talk direct to Allah. He spoke direct to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day he had this problem. He had a stomach pain. Musa alayhi salam. So he spoke to Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that you must go to a certain place. You see there's a certain tree. Take its leaves, chew, and you will get better. Subhanallah. What did he do first? He went to Allah first. He read 2 raka'at. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I am complaining to you. My stomach is paining. Then Allah told him, go to such a place. You will see there's a certain tree. Take its leaves, chew, and you will get better. Right, subhanAllah. He went, he saw the tree, he took that. He became better. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And then after some time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test Musa alayhi salam. Right. So, same problem came. Stomach pains. What do you think he did? Can someone tell me? Quickly, he just went to the tree. He went to the tree, he went there, he took the leaves, started chewing. And it got even worse. And he was shocked. He said, hey. And he went back to Allah and said, Ya Allah, what's happening now? What is happening now? Last time, I ate the same tree, I got better. I got cured. But now it's even getting worse. What's happening? Is Allah said, Ya Musa, first you came, that time you got cured because you came to me first. Now next time, the second time you went to the tree thinking the Shifa is in the tree. No, I am a Shafi. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So when you take that panado, when you take that grandpa or grandma, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Right? Then you take the panado, then Allah bi'idhnillah, you will get cured. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And if you are a student that has an exam, subhanallah, work hard, study, do your work, understand, ask the questions, get the answers, study extra hard, but don't rely upon this, rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success in that you pass your exams. Subhanallah, right? This is the meaning of tawakkul Allah. Do not come and do not say, you know what, one day there was a sahabi, right? He was on his, I don't know what it was, right? It was, is it a camel or a donkey or a horse? I don't know. So he came, he left his horse there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no, tie your camel and then put your trust in it. He said, no, ya Rasulullah, my iman is very strong. My tawakkul in Allah is very strong. Rasul said, no. Tie your camel and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So when you leave your home, do not just open the windows, the gate, everything, you leave it open. And they say, you know what? Hey, my iman is very strong. Eh? It's very, very strong. Allah will take care of it. Believe me, you come back, you see the home is gone. And what will happen? You start blaming Allah. Where was Allah? Yeah. Where is Allah? You start blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast upon the deen. Ameen. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم ونشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. We can now read your song, inshallah.